Hi, thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Nikki. How can I assist?
I got cut off. I was pretty sure I was on the phone with you, Nikki.
Oh, it's Jamie.
Yeah,
Okay.
I got a call from Angie's List to leave, so I had to take it because I pay $50 for whether I get it or not. So I had to cut away for just a second there.
Gotcha. Yeah, not a problem then. Let me just go ahead and check it here. So I just, well, the phone cut off. I actually checked with our team for the Google Business Profile just to make sure. So the email that you have is the pr.@gmail.com that is associated to your Google Business Profile, correct?
The Jay Holden
Right.
one?
Yep.
Okay, but
Instead of going through, you did
I
find
did.
your access.
Well, yeah, and I found the name of precisiontreecare1000@gmail dot com, and I have my password and everything here.
Okay. So instead of going through to the link that I sent you, I actually get a different way, which is easier for you, Jamie, to get this access to your Google Business Profile, okay? So I check it with our team, with the Google team, what is the email associated to your Google Business Profile just to make sure. So the Google sent us a link, I mean, a hint for your Google. So your Google Business Profile was associated with the email pr.@gmail.com. Okay, so you mentioned that you have access. We sent you a request instead, an email. So the email says, the email that we sent you says you've received a management request. So on that email, you just have to tap on the respond button and tap on accept invite, and that's it. So you just have to
I'm
log in with the email.
looking for it here. Looking for the email here.
Okay.
I have a couple different parts to my email. Let me see here.
Okay, the subject line is you have received a management request.
It's not come through yet.
Okay, actually, it is already sent here on our end. So that email that you logged in is already the email PR precision email, correct? At gmail.com.
Sorry, say that again.
Okay, is the email that you already logged in, is that the precision tree email treecare.com at gmail.com?
No, it was precisiontreecare1000@gmail.com. But no,
Okay.
I didn't log into that one. I'm in my J Holden 3000 email.
Okay, can you log into your precision email?
All right, let me try and do that here. I haven't,
We
so
sent
I
it to
need
your
to
precision Gmail.
go to
Yep, because that is the
Gmail.
Gmail that is associated to your Google Business Profile.
Just gonna have to figure out how to do that. I've never switched, so it's on my J Holden one. I gotta figure out how to get to this other one.
Okay.
Let's see. Which I'm looking here.
All right. So on your email, if you see, let me walk you through with regards to that. Do you know your password through your Jamie email? So just in case you will switch again to your J Holden 3000 email. So in case you will switch again, it will be easier for you.
Well, I do know my password for the Precision Tree Care 1000@gmail. I do have the password for it. I just got to figure out how to get in. So let me see here.
Okay.
Another account. Well, let me try and add another account here. Let's go. Let me type it in and see if it works.
Okay.
I'm going to enter my password now.
Okay, sounds good.
Just a couple more seconds here.
Okay, just take your time.
See. It's just asking me for some information here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you already logged in?
Well, it's just asking me for like a home address to verify it, I guess. I'm not much of a tech person here.
Yeah, because you haven't logged in for quite a long time, right?
Right.
So it's asking you to verify your account.
Yes. All right, let's see here. So. All right, looks like I have it on here. So, security. I'm on like, probably my home page, I guess.
Okay. So, now that you have logged in, can we go to your inbox?
That's what I need to go to. Okay. Let me see here. All right, it says personal info, security and sign-in, Google password, third-party apps, data. I don't see where it's giving me a inbox.
Where did you log in using that email? Is it through your Google profile?
Yeah, through my regular email.
To your regular email. It doesn't. It didn't give you any option to check your inbox, or let me check. Okay. I'm trying to check the how. Are you using your phone?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Do you have an app for your Gmail on your phone or no?
Yeah, I use my email on my phone all the time.
Okay, so when you, since you logged in on that email, can you check on your app, on the email app? Let me just check it here. Okay, can you send me a screenshot of what you're seeing right now? I just want to know if you're on the right page.
Because somehow I hit back one too many times, and back in my regular email now.
Oh, you're back on your regular email.
Yeah, I just did that on accident, though. That wasn't.
Can you try to log in using your computer or any other device?
I don't have one.
Okay, all right. Let's see.
Let's see.
Can we try to log in again? And if ever you're not be able to log in, or if you have any errors, I will try to check a different way for us to get access to your Google Business profile, or how about we'll create a new one, okay?
Hold on. It's showing me that I tried to get into my Precision Tree Care email.
Mm-hmm.
And Maybe it just wants me to verify something here. I'm sorry, I'm taking so long.
Yeah. It's okay, no problem. The thing is, you don't have to worry because your Google Business profile that I see it right now doesn't have any reviews yet. So if you will create a new one, it wouldn't hurt. Okay?
Yeah, let's just do that.
Yes. So what do you think? Are we going to create a new one instead of getting into this Google Business profile? And for the new Google Business profile, do you want it to be linked through the jholden3000@gmail.com?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll let our team know with regards to this, okay? So since we will create a new one for you, Jamie, not a problem. We will create and optimize it. So you will require one or two verifications and chooses the verification method. So it's either video, phone, email, or postcard, and your assistance is essential for success. So most commonly, you will verify with a short video tour. You show your location, signage, equipment, and proof of management, and we will send specific instructions to make this weekend easy. And then anyways, if you have any questions or concerns, our Google team will help you all throughout, okay?
All right.
And do you have any business cards or any signage, Jamie?
I have a business card, yes.
Sounds good, because that will greatly improve your chances of success with video verification, especially if you're a service area business. And also, in the unlikely event that the postcard method is used, you will receive one in about 5 to 7 days to the address that you gave me earlier. You can reach out to us with a code or enter it yourself on the client dashboard. If you have any troubles with video verification, you can shorten the length of the video and we recommend 1 to 3 minutes. However, it can be as low as 30 seconds. You can also lower the video quality on your phone if the video file is too large. But please make sure that you are in a location with a stable internet connection so that there will be no interruptions, okay?
So basically 1 minute for 30 seconds, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have to take a video of, like, what, my chainsaws and my
truck?
Yeah.
Yes. Did you receive an email that Natalie sent you last time, like pictures needed for Google verification?
Okay.
So, anyways, let me resend that once for you. So, I'm going to send you an email that says, action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. So, please provide us pictures of the following as soon as possible. Your tools or equipment, your work vehicle with license plate, your business license or insurance, your business card, business registration, invoice, and workplace. So, to provide us with the required documents, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form included in the email, and we'll be following up with Google. I'll let you know if anything else is needed. So, for your question earlier, Jamie, yep, we highly suggest that the video should be around 1 to 3 minutes so that it will successfully went through for the verification. Okay, but anyways, we will be sending you, our Google team will send you instructions for you to go through when it comes to do the video verification. Okay. All right, and I really highly suggest, Jamie, that once you receive those emails from my team, I hope you'd be able to work on it so that we can have your Google Business profile verified, up and running, and we can work on the optimization of your Google Business profile, okay?
Okay. It'll be just
all right.
A little bit.
Yep. Yes. It should be, we should have this timeline of like 2 to 3 weeks because we will have it verified. Okay, so you should receive an email from our team. Okay. Do you have any questions or concerns for me?
Not right now. I'll get that done here in just a little while. I got to go do a quick job, but yes, thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much for making time for me, Jamie. And if you have any concerns, do not hesitate to reach out, okay?
Okay.
All right. Enjoy the rest of the day and take care. Bye-bye for now.
I will. Bye.